Tom Lowe is on a mission. He's an urban planner with DPZ Charlotte, and he keeps what he calls his sprawl repair handbook close by. Lowe knows the idea of minimizing sprawl is a tough sell.
And one of the main reasons that people have to probably overcome is the fact there's still a psychological attitude and perception that suburbia is intact and is going to remain a desirable place to live.
But Lowe doesn't believe it. DPZ refers to research and surveys that show people are looking to trade their suburban car-centered lifestyles for conveniences right outside their door. Lowe is seeing this especially with the baby boomer generation.
That particular type of lifestyle doesn't necessarily work that well as you get older. And it has to do with things like lawn care, just simple things like that. Having access to medical services. As you age, you become less interested in, say, driving everywhere.
In Charlotte, suburban subdivisions dominate. The city does have plans in place to control growth, but it also doesn't forbid developers from building outward. Charlotte city planners combat sprawl mostly with infilling. Think condo and retail development along the light rail line. The city's transportation plan plays a key role with light rail and proposals to expand the streetcar system and extend bike access. Infill often pushes growth upward, not outward. It's a big component of the DPZ Sprawl Repair Handbook. Developers take older pieces of land that are past their usefulness and retrofit them to suit the urban lifestyle. You can find examples of this in pockets like South Park and Dilworth. I'm standing alongside one of Charlotte's oldest infill projects. 1315 East Boulevard is your classic mixed-use development. With retail, there's a dress shop here, services, a beauty salon, and some restaurants at street level with outdoor seating. In this building, there are offices on the second floor and condominiums on the five floors above that. Grubb Properties developed this condo project in 2000. It represents a shift in philosophy for the company, which prior to the 1315 project, developed suburban subdivisions. Grubb's planning and development head, Todd Williams, says units here could be hundreds of dollars more per square foot than in a single-family suburban home. Cheaper to do is one factor that drives suburban development, but the bad economy has put the brakes on a number of those projects. Williams says deliberate growth is the way to go.
Increasingly, that's going to be the way that we will have to think about the development of land and urban resources, is in a way that is responsible, good stewards of the land, sustainable as much as possible.
Infill mixed use is good, but it's not for everyone, according to land acquisition expert Bill DeLure of Crossland Company. Crossland's development arm spearheaded a number of high-end South Charlotte subdivisions.
Infill is very expensive, and so you're selling to a certain segment of the market that can afford it and ignoring a segment of the market that can't. I guess the simple terms of one size doesn't fit all is what everyone should be cognizant of.
But Lowe of DPZ is convinced a big segment of the population wants a walkable lifestyle. The Sprawl Repair Handbook emphasizes pedestrian-friendly roads and throughways in subdivisions that replace single in-and-out entrances. There's also a strong focus on common gathering places like town squares in place of spread-apart businesses. One North Carolina town in need of a square was Locust. It's a tiny town halfway between Charlotte and Albemarle. For the Locust project, three partners tapped DPZ's Charlotte office. DPZ has helped reshape downtowns in West Palm Beach, Florida, Providence, Rhode Island, and hundreds of other U.S. cities and towns.
So we're right now headed to Locust.
Right. It's kind of like over the malls and through the sprawls.
Locust's downtown was basically bulldozed to make room for the expansion of Highway 2427. DPZ retrofitted an old factory site to become the new town center. On Highway 2427, there's a Walmart supercenter right next door to Stanley County Community College, a fast food restaurant, and a strip mall. Then about a mile east of this, the Locust Town Center that Lowe has not visited in a while.
There's a little building that looks very suspicious like the old Reed's grocery store in Myers Park, and in fact that was the model for what's now become.
He marvels at an open patch of green in front of a bank building bounded by on-street parking.
New Main Street. And look, Andres Beckler, he did it. He brought a sculpture, a new sculpture piece, and I suggested this could be an art park. And this is the beginning.
Beckler of Charlotte's Modern Art Museum fame, along with two other partners, are investing more than $100 million into this 120-acre development. Lowe is impressed with these partners' commitment to managing sprawl and having something long-lasting. He's seen more and more of this kind of developer, and he says now is the time to start tapping that talent so that Charlotte can have a good template for the predicted influx of suburbanites looking for an urban lifestyle. For WFAE News, I'm Simone Orendine in Charlotte.